All right, let's talk to Craig at the Vix. They're in action finally throughout this Sheffield Shield season. This week they take on South Australia after getting out of quarantine. And the captain, I'm sure, is very excited about that. Pete Hanscom joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. You've been watching all this other cricket going on for the last couple of weeks. How have you coped?
I've been jealous, to be perfectly honest. Sitting in our hotel room, just watching the live stream of these other games going on. Just wanting to get out there. So it's nice to know that we're out there on Friday and the boys are ready to go, which is good.
Yeah, I'm sure you have been jealous. I've been thinking about you through the last couple of weeks watching the streaming myself. How much work have you been able to get in from a training perspective in comparison to previous years? Obviously, it's slightly different, but in comparison to previous years building up to your first Shield game, what's the training level been like?
Yeah, it's been a bit weird. We were ready to go before quarantine. We'd had a really good lead-in, couple of practice games at Junction Oval, and a really, really good pre-season as a group. And then that sort of two-week period kind of pushed us back a little bit, not being able to train as a group and only being able to get 1 hour in the net sort of every second day. So it wasn't ideal, but coming out of that, we've had some really, really good sessions. And today we've got our final sort of big hit out, and then we're ready to go.
So we were talking to Chris Rogers last week, and he talked about training in fours, morning training groups, afternoon training groups. Obviously, that's now changed now, but how difficult was it? And what are the sort of things you did do to try and get some training when you could only train in such small groups?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to make the nets as competitive as possible, but when you've only got groups of four, I mean, you might have one bowler, one batter, maybe an all-rounder, and then a coach. We had our SSC was working pretty hard to get his to get on the dog swinger, the wanger, to help help the batters have a good hit and service each other. So basically, it was just about everyone helping each other out in your group of four. Like once the bowler wanted to have a bat, then other players are throwing balls and same thing, getting on the swinger again. So it was different, but the boys got it done, and we're happy to be out and ready to go.
Do you think it has more of an impact on the bowlers or the batters, the preparation? Because obviously, as you said, from a batting perspective, you can still have throwdowns, you can still have people chucking balls at you, but from a bowling point of view, is that the bigger concern for you as captain of the loads that they've had in the build-up to Friday?
Yeah, that was my big concern going into quarantine, that our bowlers weren't going to get the loads that they need to get their bodies ready, which is sort of why I think the schedule changed to allow us the time to get their bodies ready, especially because we've got a young team this year as well, and they haven't had those years of knowing what to do and knowing if their body is ready to go or not. So someone like Scott Boland, straight out of quarantine, maybe he could have been ready to go, although speaking to him, he said he was still pretty underdone for a Shield game, straight out of quarantine. But the young boys, I was never going to put them through that, because the last thing we wanted was to come out of quarantine and then for a fast bowler to go down injured because they were underdone would be terrible.
Have you been watching the stream with a bit of a smile on your face, even though you've been frustrated and jealous? A bit of a smile because they're making some runs, some of these batsmen on these wickets over there in Adelaide at the moment. Are you just thinking of big numbers at the moment, Pete?
I hope so, yeah. Well, that was the jealousy as well. Like, these guys are making runs and I was sitting on my ass. No, it's... Pumped to get out there. Hopefully we can turn two flat, because we'd rather a result rather than a draw. But, excited to get out there, hopefully make a few runs, and I'm sure the rest of the batters are. I'm not sure the bowlers were looking at the live stream and being too happy about it, but, we'll see how we go.
Yes, Trent Copeland was really excited about bowling before he'd actually bowled a ball, and then I don't think he was so excited 3 days later after having to bowl to Cameron Green for 3 days. With your bowling lineup, what's it going to look like? Because it's obviously going to be very different. There's going to be a lot of opportunities. You mentioned Scotty. You've got Simon Macken has a bit more experience as well coming from WA. Will it take a while to sort out what it's going to look like, do you think?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we've obviously got these two games and, you know, we're going to probably make a decision today or tomorrow morning in terms of what direction we're going with the other bowlers. We've got some, I mean, Will Sutherland, you know, opened the bowling last year for us and did a really, really good job, you know, coming in as a young bowler. We've got Mitch Carey, Zach Evans, Xavier Crone as well, all vying for positions. And like you said, Simon Mack has come over with a bit of experience at WA. So it's definitely a new bowling attack or a different bowling attack to last year. But it's exciting as well because there's going to be opportunities for our young bowlers to really settle in and have a good crack at first-class cricket and see how they go.
We often talk about, in cricket, we talk about bowling partnerships. With a new list, with the new squad of bowlers, do you have to sort of put them together and try and work out which ones are the best partnerships to be bowling in tandem during a game, or is that just evolved through match play?
Well, ideally, they all bowl really well together. That's the perfect scenario. But, yeah, we've tried a few things. In a couple of practice games that we had, you know, different bowlers taking new ball, different bowlers, you know, first change, getting a feel for who works well with each other and who complements each other nicely. So I think, you know, I think we've done the right thing and we've figured out where sort of the direction we want to go. But ultimately, it's the entire bowling unit that needs to bowl in partnership together. And, you know, hopefully they'll do that for us come Friday.
We spoke to you not long after Chris was appointed coach and you talked about the benefits he was going to have, particularly in the batting group with his experience there. How has it sort of played out through the pre-season? How has he helped you? And have you noticed one player particularly that seems to have prospered having the batting Yoda in the nets with you?
he's been great. He's been great. What I love about Bucky is he always makes you think about the game, and that was probably why he was so good as well. He was constantly thinking about his own game when he was playing and how he could get better, and that's something that he's really, you know, passing on to us and our younger players. And he's been doing some really good work with, you know, Matt Short, Jake Fraser-McGurk, even you know, a fellow left-handed opener in Marcus Harris as well. So there's a few batters really, doing some really, really good work. And, you know, hopefully that comes with some runs.
Get a bit emotional there. I could hear it in your voice.
I was just having breakfast at a cafe. Sorry, boys. I just choked on a little bit of a bacon and egg roll.
Well, that segues beautifully into where I was going to go, Pete. What, when you were out of lockdown, you first got out of quarantine. What did you do? What was the first thing you did for freedom?
Oh, mate, it was so good. But, yeah, we're really lucky. We can eat. We can go to restaurants, we can go to cafes, which has been a huge thing, just as long as we sit outside. So basically, it's just been good to go out and sit outside as a bit of a group and see each other and have a beer with dinner and basically just have some good conversations. So, oh mate, it's been that good being able to get outside, and you know, hopefully Melbourne's there as well.
Yeah, well, a few opportunities have opened up today, which we're very excited about, and we can't wait to see the Victorian cricket team back in action Friday at Glenelg against South Australia, the home side, so to speak. And the beautiful commentary of Adam White, I'm sure, will be just resonating through the speakers. So appreciate your time, Pete. Good luck to you and the boys this week.
Beautiful. Cheers, guys.